Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا صدق الله العظيم.
My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Alhamdulillah, we can say we have reached the climax of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the ibadah we have done thus far. May Allah make us see the end of Ramadan in a good condition, such a condition that Allah must become pleased with us. May Allah bless all of us with Laylatul Qadr, the barakat, the thawab of Laylatul Qadr. If it is tonight, may Allah Ta'ala not deprive any one of us. And therefore we repeat the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, so loving. We have discussed this so many times from the beginning of Ramadan. It must become entrenched in our hearts. Any person, any benefactor in this world, he provides for a person, he gives somebody some bounty, some kindness, shows him his concern, maybe a parent or an uncle, and he gives the person so much. For example, if the father, upon the insistence of his son, he buys him a brand new car, a Porsche or whatever it may be, and instead of looking after that car, this youngster drives it very wildly. The father keeps on reminding him to be cautious. He doesn't bother, he doesn't care. And he meets up with an accident. The entire car is completely destroyed. The next time the child asks for a car, the father thinks twice. He feels, no, no, no. You do not know how to look after a gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these opportunities and He continues giving us opportunities to make amends and to reward us immensely despite the fact that we have become so ungrateful and we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still He gives us these opportunities. And not just an opportunity to just turn to Him and make some ibadah, but Allah actually forgives us. Allah actually gives us a reward like Laylatul Qadr, the reward of more than 1,000 months of worship. Now, can we get any person more loving and kind than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So let us sit here tonight again with this azamah of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the love of Allah ta'ala must penetrate into our hearts. This is what is lacking. If the love of Allah ta'ala comes into our heart, then it will propel us forward towards doing everything that will please Allah and it will stop us from displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make shukr to Allah ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has brought us here tonight and our mothers and sisters listening at home. May Allah ta'ala give us again the best of the dunya, best of akhirat. May Allah give us and fill our hearts with His true muhabbah. There were many verses that we can discuss in tonight's Tarawih with the Fadl and Karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You heard the 28th juz of the Holy Quran. And the very first surah, Surah Al-Mujadila, or Al-Mujadala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of an incident of Khawla bint Thalaba radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was a sahabiya. She was married to her cousin Aus bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala an. They lived for many years, they had children. And suddenly on one occasion, They had some dispute. In the heat of the argument, Aus bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala, he blurted out the following statement, that telling his wife that you are forbidden and you are haram to me like the back of my mother. And this, in the time of Jahiliyyah, tantamounted to a divorce. And such a divorce that this woman can never ever come back to your marriage. And during Islam, when Islam came, this practice or this instance did not occur until Aus bin Samit mentioned these words. So this was the first time he expressed these words in Islam. And this is known as zihar. In fiqh is known as zihar. If the person say, you are like the back of my mother, just as my mother is haram for me, I cannot marry her, like that now you are out of my nikah. Now she's afraid, she's worried, what has happened now? She goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what Aus bin Samit has said to me. Now remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never mention anything until wahi would come down. Oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, here's her case, and he says, no directive has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she's giving her she's protesting before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, you know, Aus, he used my wealth, he finished my beauty, I bore his children, where do I go now? What happens to me? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously feeling pity for her, but he cannot give any verdict. He cannot say, no, you go back to your husband or whatever. Rasulullah then said, you know, in the time of Jahiliyyah, this tantamounted to divorce. She says, no, but Ya Rasulullah, he didn't mention the words of divorce. Nabi Akram did not give a verdict. He did not say that you are divorced from him, but he just explained that in time of Jahiliyyah, this was the case. And in Islam, as yet, no hukam has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, make us humble appeal, please. If your car is obstructing any person who wishes to leave, please don't park in somebody's driveway. There's the car ND522462. Kindly remove your car. ND522462. Please remove your car. It's going to be difficult to keep on interrupting the bayan. So she says, Ya Rasulullah, now where do I go with my children? Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was present there. She was present. And she heard some of this conversation. And remember, the house of Rasulullah was not a huge mansion, small little room. And Sayyidina Aisha is one corner, and Khawla is giving her protest and putting her case before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And suddenly, Khawla says, I won't leave here, in one narration. I won't leave here until wahi comes down to you. And suddenly Rasulullah started receiving revelation, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the opening verses of Surah Al-Mudadila, first line of the 28 juz, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. The word قَدْ in Arabic is a very powerful word. Most certainly Allah has heard that woman who is disputing and bringing the case of her husband to you, and she's complaining to Allah, because when Rasulullah said, well, no hukam, no command has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no directive that has come as yet. She said, Allahumma inni ashku ilayk. Ya Allah, I'm making shikaya to you, O my Allah. And these verses come down. And Rasulullah explains to her that no, you can go back to your husband, and talaq does not take place. But then the laws of zihar were explained, that he has to give kafara. So because of this, what he had mentioned, he has to give kafara. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned then, fatahrir waqabah, that he must free a slave. So she says, Ya Rasulullah, he's so poor, he doesn't own a slave, how is he going to free a slave? So then Rasulullah said, no, then he must fast for 60 days, consecutive days. Ya Rasulullah, he is so weak, he doesn't have the strength, 60 days. Rasulullah said, then he must give so much of dates in charity. Ya Rasulullah, he is very poor. He has no possessions. Where is he going to find dates to give kafara? Rasulullah says, there's a whole basket of dates from my side. Give it to him so he can give. Khula radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, I also have some dates. I will add it to these dates and give it to him. Maybe Akrim some praised her. So this Khula radiallahu anha, Allah heard her cry in the heavens. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاورَكُمَا. Allah hears your conversation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking to Khawla and this whole episode that took place. Allah is all hearing. Allah is all watching. As Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, the two narrations, one mentions that he was with Jarud. And they had come out, they were traveling, and suddenly one elderly woman comes and she stops Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and he stops and he listens. And she addresses him. Amir al-Mu'mineen, I can still recall the days when you were a little boy, playing with the other children in Ukaz, running around. I can still picture you. And then you grew up, and then people will call you Umar, Umar, Umar. And today, they're calling you Amir al-Mu'mineen. Fear Allah regarding the people. Jarud, how dare you speak like that to Amir al-Mu'mineen? Umar immediately stopped her. Do you know who this woman is? Even if she stands whole night talking to me, I will never chase away because Allah heard her plea in the heavens. Another narration, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala mentions that the Sahaba were traveling and suddenly she comes and she stops Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, she's talking to him and they are getting delayed, they're getting edgy. I mean, we need to go. Now this one woman making you stop, old elderly woman, what's the problem? Umar radiallahu said, you know who she is? Khawla bintu Sa'labah radiallahu anha, whose cry Allah heard in the heavens. My respected brothers and elders, does Allah not hear the cry of our wives? Ask ourselves. How many, there's no fairy tale, there's no story, something fabricated. How many a woman is suffering because her husband is either physically abusing her, mentally torturing her? How many a husband is now cheating on his wife? She looks after his children, takes care of him, gives him the best of food. She is making sabr. She has caught up with him. Something is not right. And he is playing tricks with her. With the cell phone. Believe me, how many husbands have got caught that one day when they forgot to put the phone off or whatever. And when the wife goes through all those messages and those filthy, morbid, sickening pictures, her heart shudders. Either she has no parents to complain to, or she feels embarrassed, and she feels hard to reveal and expose her husband. She'll bear that pain. But remember when she goes in the musalla and those tears flow down her cheeks. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي. Remember that. This is a serious matter. A very serious issue. It's becoming, there's an increase in these type of things. The man is hiding from his wife, lying, cheating, pretending as though he's going on a business venture. Meanwhile, he's going somewhere else. And yes, there are cases where the husband goes to work and the wife goes to play. May Allah protect us. May Allah give us hidayah. Nobody is perfect. We all are sinners. Believe me, this is the truth. And that is why Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Make a pure tawbah. The other morning I explained the word nasiha. When you extract that honey, And what do you take out? What do you extract? The pure honey. You leave out the residue. When you mend your clothes which have got holes, you patch it so there's no holes left. So the tawbah must be having no holes in it. Mustn't be a half-hearted tawbah. That for now we're making tawbah, but the moment Hilal, moon of Hilal, the Hilal is sighted, then we're going back to our old tricks. Now for Ramadan, okay, I stopped talking to her. I told her it's our holy month. So we won't do anything wrong. Let us not play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even on cheating on your wife, aren't you breaking the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat? How many a youngster is hooked onto this? Whether it is Twitter, Instagram, inshallah, I will be speaking a bit more about it. But this is a very, very, very serious issue. It does not only physically finish a person up, but spiritually, this heart, because we cannot see the spiritual heart. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, has written a masterpiece, Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa. Ulama should read the kitab. In there, he's got different types of hearts, spiritual hearts. Extremely frightening. Talks about an inverted heart. Where man sees haq to be batil and batil to be haq. Heart is inverted. Masr, the whole heart, spiritual heart is disfigured. It takes the shape and form of the guna you're doing, of a swine or an ape. Your whole private life. When Allah has made sattari over you, you did a guna. The hadith of Rasulullah SAW, Kullu ummati mu'afa illa al-mujahireen. Every ummati of mine is forgiven, besides those who openly listen. Who is a person who openly sins? That he committed a sin. وَقَدْ بَاتَ يَسْتُرُهُ رَبُّهُ. The entire night, his Rabb, his Allah, concealed his sin. He committed a sin. He committed zina, whatever it is. Allah did not expose him. But in the morning, يُصْبِحُ يَكْشِفُ سِتْرَ اللَّهِ. In the morning, he tears open this curtain which Allah concealed him within, and he goes and brags to his friend. Last night I did this. I went there. We did that. We had this fun. Your whole private life from the morning to the night, you want to tell the whole ummah about it. Leave what you are telling them. The filth that is there. Some person just explained to me this evening. I haven't been into this thing, so I don't know. But from reliable sources, and I read an article regarding it, in which the person becomes a so-called leader and he has followers. That Muslim girl, sister, her haya is gone. She reveals her entire body, filth, for men to stare at. Tomorrow when she becomes a mother, and her child sees that, what's going to happen? Where is that haya and modesty? إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَا فَاسْنَعْ بِمَا شِئْتْ. Rasulullah says, when you don't have haya anymore, do whatever you want to do. In other words, Allah doesn't bother about you. Who are we following? The whole Ramadan. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Are we, ma'azallah, tired of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There's no pleasure and enjoyment in that. We're looking for enjoyment in something else, in Instagram. We want to show the whole world who we are and the wrongs we are doing, and you want followers, and you want to reveal your body, and you want to invite towards filth and zina and haram. And so many people will follow you. And those people who are following, they are fools. May Allah protect us. May Allah forgive us. May Allah save us from falling into such an abyss of filth. This has become a scourge of society. We're not understanding what is happening. We're distancing ourselves away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only going to take it closer and closer to zina. Young boys are committing zina. Young girls are committing zina. Then when she is pregnant, then you're running for one ta'weez to another ta'weez. No ta'weez is going to help. No ta'weez can help. ta'weezes you, you seek protection in Allah from all haram. You have to be firm. You have to have the courage. In tonight's verses, وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهِ يَجَعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهِ يَجَعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Verses upon verse, you have taqwa. Allah will give you this. Allah will give you that. Allah will make things easy for you. Allah will remove you from difficulties. Allah will provide you for you from unseen sources. Allah will give you honor. Allah will give you jannat. Allah will give you maghfirat. There's so many verses. Tawbatan nasuha. Let us turn to Allah. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu explained tawbatan nasuha. He says, when you milk a cow, and when you have filled that bucket with that milk, and now you try to put the milk back into the udder of the cow, impossible. Just like that, when we have made tawbah from a sin, don't even think of going back to that sin. That's tawbatan nasuha. That is genuine tawbah. Yes, ulama said that if you slip again, you fall, then you make sincere tawbah again. You cry genuinely. Here we have to ask ourselves, are we genuine? Or just to eat? In the back of our mind, next week I already got some agenda, some program, we're going out, we made out. Yes, halal entertainment with your wife, you're going with your family for a holiday, and you're going for a break, there is no problem with the limits of Sharia. Sharia is not difficult, you can't even spend time with your family. I'm talking about the companies that we have. There was a time, believe me, our elders are sitting here, when they would go for a drive on a Saturday afternoon or Sunday, and the children would be with them. Today, no child wants to go for a drive with the parent. No, it's boring. You're caring, we're not coming. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Where are we going to go? The whole zamana has changed. So are we not getting pleasure in Quran, Hadith, Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are we finding pleasure in this social media? Believe me, this is a Dajjali fitna. We heard about Dajjal the other day. All this is taking us closer and closer and preparing the stage for Dajjal. And we are getting just absorbed and consumed in it. Not realizing that there has to be a time, I say enough is enough. Otherwise my izzat is going to go away. I'm going to lose my wife and my children. People would might praise me and say, hey, you did a very good thing. Those are not true friends. They are your enemies. Don't become beguiled. Become a true believer. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ Tonight's tarawih we heard. And don't be like those who have discarded the sharia. They don't care about Allah's Quran, Allah's deen, sunnah, masjid. That's all for pious people. We're not worried about that. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسُهُمْ Allah made them forget themselves. Ask yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated in the Quran, says, Uzkurullah, Uzkurullah. Remember Allah, remember Allah. Does Allah need that we must remember Him? No. Allah is not in need for us to remember Him. I mentioned to you, Allah has got billions of creation. They are making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't understand. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُنَّ تَسْبِحَهُمْ Birds are chirping, they are making the dhikr of Allah. Fish in the sea making the dhikr of Allah. Animals all making the dhikr of Allah. Allah has got, Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi, and he's mentioned in Hadi al-Arwa, in his kitab, he's got a narration where Allah has created angels from the time they have been created in the qiyam position. Praising Allah, glorifying Allah. Some in ruku position, praising, glorifying Allah. Some in sujood. Allah does not even need them also. A hadith of Rasulullah sallam. لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم وربكم ويابسكم If every person from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the last ummati of Rasulullah sallam, insan, jinnat, every person كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل If each one has to possess the heart of the most righteous person, example in this masjid, if all of us are most pious, we have the heart of a most pious person. All the buzurgs sitting, you know. مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شِيَا Not even an iota or an atom will increase in my majesty, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah doesn't need us at all. Why is Allah telling us to remember Him, remember Him? So that when we remember Allah, we will not forget and become oblivious of what is right and wrong for us. By remembering Allah, now we realize, because now you're attaching yourself to Allah. There is no pleasure in any life. There is no achievement in any life when a person disconnects himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of it may seem that disbelievers are enjoying, they're dining, they're whining, they're having merriment, and they're traveling, and what a lovely life they have. Wallahi, they have got no peace of mind, tranquility of the heart. It's not called enjoyment. That is dunya for them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand that we have to come back onto this path which is taking us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَوْا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah ta'ala then mentions, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Every soul should be concerned and worried about what he is sending for tomorrow. Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi, in his tafsir, he has mentioned, لِكُلِّ إِنسَانٍ غَدَان. Every human, every person has two tomorrows. غَدٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا, غَدٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. He's got a غَد, a tomorrow in this world. Like today is Sunday, tomorrow is Monday. So we got tomorrow. But there is a غَد of tomorrow in the hereafter. And then he says, the tomorrow of the hereafter is far more better than the tomorrow of this world. Why? The tomorrow of this world is not guaranteed. Nobody knows tomorrow morning he'll be alive. But in the hereafter, is forever and ever. Then he says, okay, perhaps we wake up tomorrow morning, but nobody has got guarantee he'll wake up in with a good condition, with sound health. Allah save us. A man can wake up in the morning, he sees he's got a stroke, suffering a stroke. He's blind, he can't move. In the hereafter, Darus Salaam, peace from all diseases and problems and tiredness and fatigue. You're just enjoying yourself. And perhaps you wake up in the morning and you've got a good health, but not necessarily you'll enjoy the bounties you have. How many a person, he has got all the food, he may be owning restaurants, yet he is unable to eat the food because of health reasons. How often we enjoy some bounty? We've gone for a holiday, we've gone to the bergs, and the children went to play with the squat bikes. Suddenly, or somebody went horse riding, he fell off the horse, he's injured very badly, he's unconscious. The whole holiday is ruined. Finish. Dunya is short-lived. Akhirat, you're going to enjoy forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So respected brothers and elders, let's come back to tonight, the main, as I said, we have to be positive. No matter who you are, no matter how rich you may be, no matter how poor you may be, no matter what sin you may have committed, only Allah knows our weaknesses. May Allah conceal my sin, may Allah forgive me. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. I've been drilling this from the beginning of the month. Never lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most forgiving. There were two brothers. Kana akhawan. There were two brothers. And the one brother was very pious. And the other was a rascal, committing sins, not listening. The pious brother keeps on telling him, why do this? Don't do those wrong things. Come on for salat. He keeps on telling him, and each time this person doesn't listen. Until one day this brother tells him, "Bhai, are you like a police over me? Just watching whatever I'm doing? Just leave me alone." When he said that, this other brother, he became angry. And then what did he say? "Wallahi, Allah's qasam, Allah will never forgive you." The moment he said that, Allah, la yaghfiru li fulani. The moment he said that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced, "Man dhalladhi yata'alla 'ala Allah an la aghfira li fulanin qad ghafartu lahu wa qad ahbadtu 'amalak." Allah says, who is the one who has taken a qasam in my name that I won't forgive this person? I promise, I swear in my majesty, I have forgiven him and I've destroyed your deeds. How often we become judgmental. Oh, those people, very bad. Sinners, they're going to Jahannam. So what's happened? You have not motivated that youngster. You're not giving him encouragement. Try and, the other day I read it for you from the tafsir. How Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he made dua for that person who was a drunkard. And he called the people around him. He said, let us make dua for him. So that Allah brings him back onto the path of hidayat. A man who killed 99 people, is there in the books of hadith. 99 people. And when he asked a person that Allah will forgive me, then he tawbah for me. Oh, 99 people, no tawbah for you. So he killed him also. Until his conscience was worrying him. See, when Allah wants to give somebody hidayat, nobody can stop. There have been people who were such grave sinners. With the batten of an eyelid, they became the most pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi, Akbar Kurdi rahmatullahi alayhi, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi. All of them. Just one verse of the Quran changed their whole life. Alam ya'nini alladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillah wa ma nazala min al-haqq wa la yakunu kalladhina utul kitaba min qabl fatala 'alayhimul amadu faqasat qulubuhum. Allah Ta'ala says, has not the time dawned for us to humble ourselves before Allah, the remembrance of Allah, the Quran, and say enough is enough and change our life. Let us not become like those people of the past whose heart became very, very hard. Why? Because there was a period of cessation from one Nabi, and there were no Nabi coming. So in between, they lost the teachings of whatever guidance they were given. And they began to have high hopes in and aspiration in this world. They became so consumed. They neglected their deen. Their hearts became very, very hard. So let us ask ourselves, has not the time come tonight? If for the first of Ramadan, it didn't come, second, third, we have come now to 27th Ramadan. And just today, after Maghrib, we heard the news of a very wonderful person, one of the elders in the work of Tabligh in Johannesburg, by Muhammad Bayrangila, rahmatullahi alayhi now, passed away just after Maghrib. He so fortunately got a Mubarak night. He gave his life for the sake of Deen, Dawat and Tabligh. Impeccable character. Allah Ta'ala gives different people mauts on different days. But there's a lesson for us. When maut is going to strike, but so nice, imagine you in sajda and you pass away. We hear of this, somebody was in ruku. Oh, Hazrat Mawlana rahmatullahi alayhi, what a maut. After making tawaf, then reading his salat, with his hands facing the Qibla, front of the Kaaba, and then Allah takes his ruh away. Ya Allah. Don't we want to have that type of maut? Some people in Riyadul Jannah, in sajda, they're reading salat, he's not moving, they think he's making a long sajda, they go there, he's gone. Or do you want to die in the gambling den, or committing zina? Hadith of Rasulullah SAW, when a person is committing zina, iman is taken out of his heart. Hovers is suspended above like an umbrella. Imagine dying in that condition. Imagine dying in the condition when you're watching pornographic material and you die there and the whole screen is on and you're viewing it and then your wife and children come and see what were you doing. Let us think, my respected brothers and sisters. May Allah give us the taqwa. May Allah grant us taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Just that one incident and we terminate. I mentioned the other day also, but for those brothers who didn't hear it. See, if we adopt taqwa, taqwa simply, simple meaning of taqwa is, do whatever Allah has commanded you, his awamir. Allah said, do this, read salat, zakat, you do it. And Allah says, don't do this, you stay away from it. That's taqwa. The athar of taqwa. Ulama have written, if I'm not mistaken, about 25 benefits of taqwa. All from Quran, verses of Quran. You do this, you have taqwa, you get this, you get this, you get this, you get this. So, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. You fear Allah, Allah will make an opening for you from every difficulty. Then, وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will provide for you from unseen sources. Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu ta'ala an, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he and his wife come running to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our son Salim has been kidnapped. What do we do? Rasulullah says, number one, adopt taqwa. The sahaba, they had taqwa. So what is meant now? That they should ensure they refrain from any type of sin. And they must make sure that they obey Allah Ta'ala's commandments. And nothing must be violated. And increase the recitation of La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. So they begin doing this. And on the other side, Salim radiallahu ta'ala, he was tied. Enemy had taken him. And it so happens Allah makes it such that they fall asleep. And very slowly he is able to release himself, breaks through. He comes out very, very quietly. And as he is passing the enemy, he sees the whole herd of camels. So he decides to drive those camels also. And he brings it home. Obviously the parents are so excited. Our son is back. Rasulullah had told us to do this. But now what about these camels? Let's go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, this is what happened. Is this halal for us, permissible? The verse comes down, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Who fears Allah, Allah will make an opening from any difficulty. وَيَرْزُقُّ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will sustain him from sources that he didn't even imagine he'll get from. Where he thought he'll get the camels of the enemy. Rasulullah said, it is permissible for you. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us the taqwa, as I said, we've got few days left. May Allah give us more to iman. May Allah help us, help us. What we need to do? This is not something to do with Sufism or anything. We all have to become the lovers of Allah. This is what Quran is saying. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Now to bring the love of Allah Ta'ala in our heart, we have to ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How mighty and powerful Allah is. You know, Allah talks about in the Quran, the skies, the seven firmaments, the earth, throughout the Quran. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. Allah talks about the sky, the seven firmaments. Allah says, look at the sky, can you see any cracks, any flaws? No. So powerfully it is built. أَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ. Are you stronger over the skies? Who created the skies? نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَا. We created the skies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the skies, the earth. He wants us to ponder over His greatness. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other day, the doctors explained to us in their field that how they see the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you're a heart surgeon, whether you're a neurosurgeon, whatever it is, but you are seeing the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. So lucky Allah has given us iman. So we have to have the tawheed of Allah. Allah is one. Allah has got no partners whatsoever. Do not commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in our actions. Don't read salat, people see me, mashallah, very pious. No. Do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was explaining to some of my friends, Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, in the masjid of Damascus, as he's sitting, powerful, pious, people would come and benefit. Those days, not like 100 and 200 people, in the thousands they would come and learn from the feet of the scholars. So he's sitting, and the masjid doors, massive, big, huge, open, and he could see like, you know, groups upon groups coming for his discourse. Who won't get happy? So immediately he felt some type of joy in his heart. The next day he moved, he shifted his whole position and he kept his seat in another corner so that he does not see the large groups entering lest he creates in his heart ujab and vanity. These were the real friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One small thing we do, and we want to broadcast to the whole world. You know, we finish khatam in 3 days. we read 3-4 khatam. MashaAllah, Allah, Mubarak, Allah accept it. One is nice to give some targheeb to your students, whatever it is. Tawaf also, we go for Umrah. Ya Allah. So, Mullah, you must be doing holy tawaf. Meanwhile, you want to tell me how much tawaf you're doing. See, everything becomes a show. Riyah and ostentation. It's a very serious sickness. So we got to create the oneness of Allah in our heart. And the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you get the love of Allah ta'ala? You have to ponder over the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tadabbur. Fil ayat al-Qur'aniyya. So we have a problem there because we don't understand. But at least you can go to those ulama and see what is Allah saying. Like how we explained a few verses now. And stay away from all sins. When you stay away from sins, what happens? Light, nur comes into your heart. I mentioned the story of Haritha radiallahu ta'ala the other day. When Rasulullah woke him up, كيف أصبحت يا Haritha? He said, أصبحت يا رسول الله مؤمنا حقا. I've become a true believer. Why? How? What's the proof? He said, أزفت نفسي على الدنيا. I detached myself from the dunya. In other words, I used dunya for whatever I needed, but I did not become consumed and absorbed in the love and hankering after and chasing after this dunya. And it is as though I can see the people in Jannah enjoying the bounties of Jannah, and as though I can see the people in Jahannam shrieking and crying. But let's be honest, do we feel any time like this? Even no salah, do we feel like if the people of Jannah enjoying, people of Jahannam? Rasulullah said, إِنَّكَ مُرُؤُ النَّوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبًا فَلْزَمْ Hold firm, cling onto this. Allah has illuminated your heart. So, by doing good deeds, like how we did in the month of Ramadan, nur comes into our heart. It's left to us to preserve this nur and increase this nur, or then let this nur just disappear. Now, that is going to be the challenge after the month of Ramadan. If you made sincere tawbah, Allah will help you. So when it is a hadith of Rasulullah, some hadith of Qudsi, there isn't anything greater than fara'id, what Allah has made compulsory upon you, which is most beloved in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. The most beloved thing in the eyes of Allah is those things that He has made fard upon you. Salat, for example. You perform your salat, Allah loves it. Then a person continues, لا يزال يتقرب إلى الله بالنوافل. A person continues coming closer and closer and closer to Allah through nawafil, through nafil. Optional acts. You give some sadaqah, you read nafil salat, whatever it is. Hatta uhibba. Until I begin to love him. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ Allah says, when I love him, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَكُنْتُ بَصَرَهُ الَّتِي يَبْصِرُ بِهَا وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا Allah Ta'ala says, I become his eye through which he sees, I become his ear through which he hears, I become his hand through which he touches, and his feet with which he walks. What does it mean? Allah is free from forms. It means Allah will protect you from sin. Allah will guide you. Allah will not take you towards those bad and evil company. Allah will take you towards the masjid. Allah will take you towards the dini program. Allah will take you towards a gathering of tawbah and istighfar and dhikrullah. Allah will not take you to those friends who are popping drugs and drinking wine and cans upon cans and womanizing. Allah will not take you there because Allah becomes your sight and Allah becomes your ear. And you'll hear good. And that enjoyment, you can never explain to any person. And that we need to taste. I don't have it. May Allah grant it to me. May Allah give us the sweetness of Iman. Halawatul Iman. How all this happens? When we become closer and the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when a man becomes the beloved of Allah, I mentioned in my dua also. Then hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, O Jibreel, inni uhibbu fulana. Fahibba. Oh Jibreel, I love that man. You almost also love him. فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلِ Imagine Jibreel alayhi salam loving us. فَيُنَادِي يَا أَهْلَ السَّمَاءِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانٍ فَأَحِبُّهُ Oh people in the sky, the angels, Allah loves that certain person. You too must love him. Imagine the angels and all the creation in the sky begin to love this one man. Why? He has now become the Habib of Allah, the friend of Allah. And then not only that, people in the world begin to love him. And his heart, the nur in his heart, attracts them towards him. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ He gets acceptance wherever he goes. And the converse, a man who just breaks the commands of Allah, no haya in his life, he doesn't care. نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ Repeatedly Allah gives him chances, make tawbah, make istighfar. Somebody warns him, somebody comes, guides him, أَمَرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ نَهِي الْمُنْكَرِ He doesn't care. He lives a life of filth. What happens? Allah says, "Ubghidu fulana." I hate that person. May Allah hate him. May Allah protect us. Jibreel begins to hate him. Angels begin to hate him. People in the world also. There'll be baghdha. Contempt. People won't like the person. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I wish I could just speak more and more and more. May Allah give us the reality of all we are saying. It mustn't just be istidraj from Allah. We say, mashallah, big crowd and we have a bayan and we had a very good... No. That's hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala not make us fall into the trap of nafs and shaitan. Do not make our nafs our master and we become the slave of our nafs. You see, if you don't make an effort on your nafs, and you don't make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you don't remove the maladies, you will not know the tricks of this nafs. But when a man has nur in his heart, he begins to know the tricks of his nafs. Because Allah is guiding him. So inshallah, all of us, whole lot of us, we can all become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our idea of a wali is somebody flying in the sky or performing some miracles. That's not a wali of Allah. A wali of Allah is one who abides by the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has istiqama in his life. Fawqa alfi karama. It's better than 1,000 karamas you may perform. You're following the sunnah. The manner in which he eats, the manner in which he deals, the manner in which he speaks. He make mistakes, he'll make tawbah, istighfar. Allah guides him. So may Allah make all of us, all our brothers and all of us just become the friends of Allah. We did today about Rabia, we heard about Rabia, Basriya, Rahmatullahi. Can you imagine what levels they reached? And what a bond and attachment they had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we're going to do now is become the lovers of Allah. Let us say it, make that intention. You shouldn't be shy to become the lover of Allah. If I say become a lover of Layla and Zainab and Yasmin and Asiya, everybody will say Ameen. Become the lover of Allah. يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم هل من خالق غير الله. Remember the ni'mat of Allah. Is there any other creator besides Allah? Allah is making this plea. Allah is telling us, يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم. He gave you so much, gave you whatever you wanted. When you were sick in hospital, He came to your rescue. When you met with the accident, He came to your rescue. Doctors thought now you're dying, you've got few hours left. You had cancer, He helped you. You had a problem with the bank, He assisted you. You had a court case, Allah came to your rescue. Whatever problems you had, Allah came to your rescue. Are we now going to just throw Allah Ta'ala one side, ma'adallah? Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Alladhi yu'ti al insan. He gives man. An insan, he's not mustahiq of it. We don't deserve it. Allah still gives us. So may Allah fill our hearts with the ishq and muhabbat. And how do we get this again? By keep on talking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is sami', Allah is basir, Allah is alim, Allah is hakeem. Everything is the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgives, Allah is so generous. All these are the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an Urdu couplet for those who understand. But again it is talking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually a dawa. Dawa is medicine of the heart. What do we fill our hearts? With the love of Allah. So when you say Allah, then it has an effect in the heart. So here we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who He is our Khaliq. The words are not difficult. He is our Malik, He is Rabbul Alameen. And we turn to Allah and we beg Allah ta'ala to protect us from the qaid, from the ploys of shaitan. So the moment Ramadan finishes, shaitan is released. And then again we got not only shaitan, our nafs. And so it's a bigger challenge. So all the efforts in the month of Ramadan now should help us against the challenges of shaitan. So this is a hamd written by a very great sage of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam tera mere dil ki hai dawa. Of course, don't worry about the voice, just the words. And then we'll make dua inshallah.
حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم يزل ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم يزل ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل تو ہی خالق ہے تو ہی خلاق ہے تو ہی خالق ہے تو ہی خلاق ہے تو ہی رب انفس و آفاق ہے حمد تیری اے خدا غزل ہے اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل تیری قدرت کی نہیں کچھ انتہا تیری قدرت کی نہیں کچھ انتہا شکر تیرا کیا کسی سے ہو ادا شکر تیرا کیا کسی سے ہو ادا یا علیم یا سمیع یا بصیر یا علیم یا سمیع یا بصیر تو ہی قادر اور تو ہی ہے خبیر حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل ہے اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل نام تیرا میرے دل کی ہے دوا نام تیرا میرے دل کی ہے دوا ذکر تیرا روح کی میری شفا نام تیرا میرے دل کی ہے دوا ذکر تیرا روح کی میری شفا حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل یہ زمین و آسمان شمس و قمر یہ زمین و آسمان شمس و قمر دیتے ہیں سب ذات کی تیری خبر دیتے ہیں سب ذات کی تیری خبر حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل ہے اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل تو ہی مالک تو ہی رب العالمین تو ہی مالک تو ہی رب العالمین تیرے در پر جھکتی ہے سب کی جبیں جھک تیرے در پر جھکتی ہے سب کی جبیں تو ہی مالک تو ہی رب العالمین تیرے در پر جھکتی ہے سب کی جبیں شان تیری کون سمجھے گا بلا شان تیری کون سمجھے گا بلا ابتدا تو ہی ہے تو ہی انتہا ابتدا تو ہی ہے تو ہی انتہا حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل تو ہی ہے مقصود تو ہی مدعا جان و دل کرتا ہوں میں تجھ پر فدا تو ہی ہے مقصود تو ہی مدعا جان و دل کرتا ہوں میں تجھ پر فدا قید سے شیطان کے یا رب چرا قید سے شیطان کے یا رب چرا او شرور و نفس سے مجھ کو بچا قید سے شیطان کے یا رب چرا اور شرور نفس سے مجھ کو بچا یا الہی ہم کو اپنا بنا یا الہی ہم کو اپنا بنا کر لے مقبول سب کی دعا کر لے مقبول سب کی دعا حمد تیری اے خدا اے لم یزل ہے یہ اپنی زندگی کا ما حصل.
said Rushay. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ومن موت بلابد الله من موت كريم رحيم الله يا الله forgive us my Allah forgive us for every single sin we committed my Allah major sin minor sin knowingly unknowingly Allah in broad daylight in private in privacy, my Allah, whether we did it in public, my Allah, whether we did it at home or abroad, my Allah, in our workplaces, in our factories, my Allah, in our offices, in our madrasas, my Allah, Ya Allah, in our schools, my Allah, in our colleges and universities, my Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah, we have only raja and hope in you, Ya man yara ma fi dhamiri wa yasma'a, anta al-mu'addu li kulli ma yutawakka'u, Ya man yurja fi shada'idi kulliha, Ya man ilayhi mushta'u, والمفزع يا من خزائن رزقه في قول كن أمن فإن الخير عندك أجمع ما لي سوى فقري إليك وسيلة وبالافتقار إليك أيدي أرفع ما لي سوى قرعي لبابك حيلة فلئن رددت فأي باب أقرأ إن كان لا يرجوك إلا محسن فالمذنب العاصي إلى من يرجع حاشا لجودك أن تقنط عاصيا فالفضل أجزل والمواهب أوسع ومن الذي أدعو أهتف باسمه إن كان فضلك عن فقيرك يمنع ثم الصلاة على النبي وآله خير الأنام وهم به يتشفع يا الله it is the month of Ramadan coming to an end now my Allah يا الله let us not be among those whom Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned بعد من أدرك رمضان فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ Let us not be amongst those people whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, curse be that person, the month of Ramadan has come and went, and still he is not pardoned for his sins. Ya Allah, let us not be amongst those people. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلُّ The most wretched and unlucky one is that person who has deprived of your mercies in the month of Ramadan. You gave us this blessed month, despite our weaknesses, despite us being ungrateful servants, despite us becoming being disobedient servants, my Allah. Allah, you provided so much for us, my Allah. Allah, you gave us the air to breathe in, my Allah. You gave us water and food to eat and drink, my Allah. You provided for us clothing and shelter, my Allah. You've given us so many bounties, my Allah. We cannot enumerate all those bounties. You have said, وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا Ya Allah, we can count and count and count all those favors and boons and bounties. Still, we'll never be able to gather all and enumerate all of them. Oh my Allah, you gave us the bounty of Iman. Ya Allah, you give us Iman, my Allah. Allah, strengthen our Iman. Increase our Iman. Make us live as believers, mu'mineen, my Allah. Make us die with Iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this ni'mat of Iman from our hearts. Protect us from kufr, shirk, nifaq, bid'ah, from all evil practices, my Allah, from sin, my Allah. Our hearts have become corroded, Ya Allah, with the rust of sins, my Allah. Kalla balrana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Allah, we've got kibar in our hearts. We've got adawa in our hearts. We've got bughd in our hearts. We've got hibd in our hearts. We've got dughina in our hearts. We've got filth, my Allah. Love of haram woman, Ya Allah. Illicit relationships, my Allah. Our lives have become, Ya Allah, consumed by the Instagram, by the Twitter, by the Facebook. Ya Allah, we have forgotten that we have to face your book on the day of Ya Allah, we have forgotten that we have to stand before you. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ And the day of Qiyamah, we'll have to stand singly, all alone. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانِ There'll be no person to help us, no interpreter. My Allah, we'll be standing all before you, my Allah. And we have to give
an account of our doings, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are most loving and caring, my Allah. Forgive us tonight. Guide us. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, let Ramadan, the remaining goes most beautifully, my Allah. Let us become, ya Allah, submerge, ya Allah, and immerse, ya Allah, in your mercies, my Allah, in your maghfirat, my Allah, your rahmat, my Allah. Make us have those that make us be from the uttaqas of Ramadan, those people whose souls are emancipated from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, do not take us close to Jahannam, by Allah. Ya Allah, keep us away from Jahannam, by Allah. Wa uzlifatil jannatu lil muttaqin. Ya Allah, make us, make Jannat come close to us, my Allah. Make us become the Ahlul Jannah, my Allah. Don't make us Ahlul Nar. Allahumma innaka in katabta alayna ash-shaqawa wa ja'altaha min ahliha famhuha anna wa ktub lana as-sa'ada wa ja'alna min ahli as-sa'ada fa innaka tamhu ma tasha wa tusbit wa indaka umul kitab. Ya Allah, nobody can question you, my Allah, if you make us among the fortunate ones, those who are faizin, those who are muflihin. But أفلح المؤمنون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا. Make us have the qualities of the believer. وعباد الرحمن. Make us be the true Rahman, the servant of Rahman. Ya Allah, make us become grateful servant, my Allah. Give us zuhd, my Allah. Give us taqwa, my Allah. Give us qana'ah, my Allah. Allah, fill our hearts with your hub, my Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من كل شيء، من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. يا الله, we are asking you, يا الله, to grant us you, my Allah. يا الله, I'm to say to مانتا, يا الله, يا الله, become our now, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. يا ابن آدم اطلبني تجدني فإن وجدتني وجدت شيء كل شيء وإن فتك فاتك كل شيء. Ya Allah, if we have missed you, we have lost everything in this world. ذلك هو الخسران المبين. Don't make us be losers, my Allah. Don't make us follow the footsteps of Shaitan, my Allah. Make us follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us follow your path. Ya أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. Protect us, my Allah. Protect us from the dictates of our nafs, my Allah. Of nafsi awwan amma amara, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us nafsi mutmainna, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us after the month of Ramadan with istiqama. Grant us taqwa. La'allakum tattaqoon. La'allakum tattaqoon. La'allakum tattaqoon. Give us, make us muttaqeen now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeble. We are weak, my Allah. Our efforts are weak, my Allah. Not even suitable to present in your court, my Allah. Our salat without khushu and khudu. Our dhikr, our tilawa, my Allah. Our ibadah, my Allah. Allah, broken, my Allah. Broken pieces, my Allah. But my Allah, you are kareem, my Allah. You are ash-shakur, my Allah. Even though our ibadah is not befitting to be presented to you, you still accept it, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyah, salamat, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your ma'rifat, your qurb, yaqeen, yadhan, give us the sweetness of iman. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, the fitna of the fitteen, the hasad of the hasideen, the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, in this mubarak majlis, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the hadith of Rasulullah. Various narrations, my Allah. That gathering has gathered in any house of your house. Yatluna kitab Allah. Wa yatadarasunahu baynahum. Wa yaqluduna yadhkuruna Allah. They make your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah. Then at the end of the gathering, an angel calls up, Qumu maghfuran lakum. Rise in the condition that Allah has forgiven you. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Make us your friends now, my Allah. Put us in the list of your friends, my Allah. Even though we are unworthy, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. You do as you please. La yus'alu anna yas'al. Wa hum yus'alun. Ya Allah, we will be asked, my Allah. We will be questioned. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Ya dal arshil majid. Ya fa'al lima yurid. You do as you please.
You are the possessor of your mighty arsh, my Allah. The sky belongs to you. The skies belong to you. The heavens belong to you. The earth belongs to you. Above the sky, beneath the sky, beneath the earth, between the sky and the earth, everything belongs to you. You are the possessor of your arsh, your kursi, my Allah. The lofty angels, my Allah. The jinn, my Allah. Mankind, everything you created. You are the khaliq of the animals, the insects, the birds, the reptiles, the creatures, my Allah, the fish in the sea, the huge mountains, my Allah, every dust particle, every water molecule, everything, my Allah, the trees, the leaves, even, my Allah, ya man biyadihi malakutu kulli shay wa huwa yujiru wa la yujaru alayhi wa indahu mafatihul ghayb la ya'lamuha illa hu la ya'zubu anhu mithqalu dharratin بِالسَّمَوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا أَصْغَرُ Ya Allah, nothing can be hidden from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Allah. لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. We ask you tonight, my Allah, by your ism أعظم وأسماء الحسنى وصفات الأولى to forgive us completely, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage not to go back to the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, that youngster tonight who sincerely repented from drugs, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help him, my Allah. Purify his soul, my Allah. Purify his body. Purify his tongue, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make him go back to the drugs, my Allah. Make him be absolutely bitter to him, my Allah. If he goes close to it, my Allah. Make him hate it, my Allah. Like how, ya Allah, don't make him go back to the drug, my Allah. That person who has made tawbah tonight, ya Allah, from zina, my Allah. Make him detest zina, my Allah. Make him abhor zina, my Allah. Don't take him close to zina. And sister, my Allah, who has committed zina. She has lost her izzat, my Allah. But tonight she has made tawbah to you, my Allah. Cover her faults, my Allah. Forgive her, my Allah. Don't make her go back to zina, my Allah. Like how Rasulullah made dua for the sahabi. Wallah, tahhir qalba. Wuhassin farja. Waghfir zamba. Wallah, forgive our sins, my Allah. And purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become chaste and pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the chastity, my Allah. Give us the iffat, my Allah. Do not make us go and indulge into haram. Do not make us consume haram. Give us halal and tayyib rizq, my Allah. Allah, you have said, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ Ya Allah, rosy is in your hand. Rizq is in your hand. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ فُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ Make us only seek that which is halal and wholesome and pure. Make us use it that which is correct, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the harms and the ills of the social media. Make us use it for your deed, for the upliftment of your deed. Ya Allah, within the limits of Sharia, protect that youngster, my Allah. Oh Ya Allah, in fact, protect that old man also, my Allah, who's become glued to pornography, my Allah. His wife is next to him, my Allah. She does not know what is happening. And he is pretending, my Allah, on the pretext of business calls, my Allah, and business emails, my Allah. Ya Allah, he's doing haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, and then she fulfills his desires, my Allah. But his mind is racing towards somebody else, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we ask, where this virus has come? Where this pandemic has come from, my Allah? Ya Allah, you have said, مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ It is our dreams, my Allah. Forgive the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma khfir li ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz li ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع البليات والآفات والأعمال اللهم احرسنا بعينك التي لا ترى واكنفنا بركنك الذي لا يرى نامت الملوك وقد أغلقوا أبوابهم ولم يبق إلا باب الحج الذي لم يرى اللهم تقبل توبتنا واغسل حوبتنا واجب دعوتنا واهد قلوبنا وثبت حجتنا واصلح سخيمة صدورنا واستدس ألسنتنا اللهم انا نسألك الهدى والتقى والسداد اللهم انا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم انا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة Allah, let all come to us in a good condition. Making your ibadah, your ta'at. Ya Allah, let us pass away in a good condition. We wish to pass away in Haramain Sharifain, in Madina Munawwara. Grant us bari al-jannatul baqi. Allahumma rizukna shahadatan fi sabilika. Bil baqi bil gharqat. Give us jannatul baqi, ya Allah. Grant us the shafa'ah, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hudik wuthurut from his mubarak hands, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have not seen our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. But he cried for us, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma. Ya Allah, we have discarded his ways, his beautiful ways, his sunnah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, we feel embarrassed, ya Allah, to practice on his sunnah. Forgive us, guide us, ya Allah. Hold us by our hands and guide us, ya Allah. We are lost, ya Allah. Innaka, ya Allah, you are hadi, ya Allah. Hidayat is in your hands. Allahu yahdi ilayhi man yasha. Wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. Give us a qalb, ya Allah. Awwaw, munib, ya Allah. Allah makes us repentant, ya Allah. Help us, ya Allah. Help us, ya Allah. Remove this pandemic completely, ya Allah. Allah put a stop to it, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful. Nobody is more powerful than you, ya Allah. Nobody can make you ajiz, my Allah. Ya Allah, the whole world has been shaken, my Allah. Open your doors of Haramain Sharifain, ya Allah. So many want to go for hajj, my Allah. Hajj is farther upon them, my Allah. They made the necessary arrangements, but my Allah, the doors became closed. Open your doors for them. Ya Allah, nobody can stop you, my Allah. The Kaaba belongs to you, my Allah. This world, ya Allah, belongs to you, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. You do as you please, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannah to Firdaus. Make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. So fortunate with those Sahaba, my Allah, who give glad tidings of entering paradise without any hisab and kitab. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our musallis, our friends, our those brothers who have raised their hands now, and our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم قنا فتنة القبر اللهم قنا عذاب القبر Allah, put it from the azab of qabr, my Allah. Let it not be when we pass away and we buried in the qabr and just as us. Of all the people in the world, I hated you the most. And now it closes upon the person until his ribs are crushed. Titans and snakes and scorpions are thrown at him. And he is screaming and he is shrieking. But nobody can come to his assistance. Allah, protect us from azab of qabr. Protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us from Dajjal, my Allah. Make us have a strong iman. Like how the Ashabul Kahf have, my Allah. Is qalu faqalu rabbuna rabbu samawati wal ard. Make us have the iman of Sahaba, my Allah. Make us have yaqeen and tawakkul in you, my Allah. Make us have i'timad only in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us not beg from the makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah SAW has taught Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ اللَّهُمَّ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Ya Allah, we are asking you only, my Allah. We're not asking any idol or any other deity. There is no other deity worthy of worship besides you, my Allah. Tonight, do not deprive any one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the young masoom children sitting here, elderly brothers, my Allah. They've been working the entire day, my Allah. Ya Allah, mothers and sisters sitting at home. Ulama and hafaz are present, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight to forgive us completely, my Allah. Take us to and make us meet you, ya Allah, and reach you, ya Allah, to the road. load of shukr, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us, my Allah. If you do test us, make us pass those tests, my Allah. Put flying colors, my Allah. All those who are sick, my Allah. Grant them shifa, kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. So many are sick in hospitals. Young children, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are on the ventilator, my Allah. So many are going for radiation, chemotherapy, my Allah. Dialysis, my Allah. So many people have got different type of sicknesses, my Allah. Brain tumor, my Allah. Ya Allah. This is blessed gathering. Somebody's Ameen. Some sincere person saying Ameen. Give all in complete shifa. All those who have passed away with the disease, my Allah. The Amwat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them maghfirah. Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Especially our family members, our friends, my Allah. Our musallin muta'alliqeen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our youth strong, my Allah. Protect our woman folk, my Allah. Protect our elderly, my Allah. Our young, my Allah. Make us become flag bearers of deen. Make us spread your deen, my Allah. Help us to become da'is towards your deen. And give da'wah to your oneness, my Allah. So that the disbelievers see the truth of Islam. They embrace Islam in droves, my Allah. Like how you have mentioned to Rasulullah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Make them come into deen. Ya Allah, make them see Islam is a love, is a deed that has peace in it, my Allah. It's a peace-loving religion. Not a religion that breeds terrorism. Ya Allah, we want every person to enter into Jannah. We don't want anybody to go to Jahannam, my Allah. Give us that bonded attachment with you, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat. Ya qadi al-hajat. Ya dafi' al-baliyya. Ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham. Mufarrij al-ham. Mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah. Wa rahim. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have different needs, my Allah. Answer our needs. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our problems, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. يا الله, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent حفاظ, علماء, صلحاء, اتقياء, برار, مقربين, مقبولين. يا الله, ربنا تقبل منا, ربنا تقبل منا, انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا, إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله, accept all good works of deen, the work of da'wah and tabligh, tasheer, ta'lim, makatib, madaris, my Allah, deen work, organization, people are giving charity. Ya Allah, accept all, each person's good work. Grant each one of us, ya Allah, especially me, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah, and maqbooliyya, my Allah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.